Good morning. I'm Luis Sanz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Liliana Barrio and Crystal Saavedra, and they are with Alumni Relations here at UTEP. We're going to talk a little bit about an exciting event that's coming up. It's the 8th annual UTEP Picnic. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, let's start with you, Liliana. Tell us a little bit about you and your involvement with Alumni Relations, how it came about.
My involvement with the office is I've been with the Office of Alumni Relations probably by 5 years now. And what we do in the office is that we find opportunities of engagement for our alumni. We try to keep them close to the university by offering different opportunities. And those opportunities pretty much align with the university and the office itself, which is volunteering, mentorship opportunities, definitely the spirit, and also called our socials. And we also have professional development for our alumni, where they come back and give to the university to help our students. So we try to be that connection between students, the university, and definitely with alumni. So our role is to maintain those ties with alumni. So we provide different opportunities of engagement.
And you've been, I think you said, 12 years with the university? Have you been with Alumni Relations all 12 years?
No, actually with the Office of Alumni Relations, it's been only five. Prior to that, I was in the Office of University Relations, which is the same, similar concept. We provide opportunities. But in my previous office, it was within the university, bringing members of the community back to the university. In this role now, I wanted to venture outside the university and bring back alumni that were disconnected. So finding those opportunities for them to feel compelled to come back and give back to their alma mater.
And joining us as well is Crystal Saavedra. And Crystal, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about your minor history.
Yes. So I graduated from UTEP and then I came to work in 2016, started with the College of Business and was a program coordinator with them for a while, and then had the opportunity to venture out outside of the college and join the alumni relations team. And so now I help engage all of alumni, not just in El Paso, but all throughout the country. So all of our established groups from cities like San Antonio, Denver, Austin, Dallas. So just keeping them engaged while they're out there in their cities and continuing to give them the opportunity to give back to their alma mater as well.
Are you both from El Paso?
Yes.
Yes.
Born and raised.
And that's probably a misconception that some people have now, that anybody who goes to UTEP is from El Paso, and we have mostly El Paso students and faculty. But as you all know, in working with Alumni Relations, we have people attending UTEP from all parts of the country, world, actually, for that.
That is correct. And when we hear stories from alumni that back at their hometown, they heard from UTEP or they had a relative that came to the university and they were compelled by the programs. There's some parents that actually do the research and they find out that we have an outstanding, whether it's engineering, business, many of our academic programs, and they do encourage their children, their students, to come to this particular university. So it's not only just for the born and raised here in El Paso, but also we have stories from others that come from different parts of the U.S. or the world.
Anyone who has worked with UTEP Alumni Relations knows that not too long ago we lost the president of the Alumni Association, Henry Quintana, and Henry was a mentor, as Liliana mentioned, UTEP alums are, and he was one of my mentors when I first started in television news in 1980. So that just shows you how many and how far these alumni relations reach out. Those arms are very long.
That is that was very unfortunate, and yes, you are correct. That is the case. Everybody that is part of the alumni family has the capability of reaching out to so many individuals by their mentoring, and it becomes truly a family.
As far as what I just mentioned at the beginning of the interview, the 8th annual UTEP Alumni Relations Picnic. How did this come about?
The picnic itself started a few years prior to the centennial celebration. As you all know, all the offices on campus were preparing for such a big celebration, and there were many initiatives throughout the campus to celebrate this huge milestone for the university. So in our office, in addition to providing those opportunities, we want to keep our alumni reunited. So we had to find that one event that we can call it a reunion, but it was also part of our great summer weather. And the idea came up to be, okay, why don't we do it as a picnic? And that's how it came about. But actually, it started a few years prior to the centennial, and it has been growing since its inception 8 years ago.
Crystal, can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that attendees to this picnic might encounter?
Absolutely. So we'll have all kinds of activities, from full court volleyball court. We'll have some mini soccer going on, a jumping balloon. We have different activities come out as far as a Zumba. We'll have a Zumba instructor out there to have everyone get really active out in the sun. We also have a magic show, a balloon twister, as well as face painting for the little ones as well. So lots of different activities.
And if I remember correctly, the first one was held, I think, at Memorial Park. Is that still the case, or where have you all moved, if you have?
Yes, it is still at Memorial Park Reserve, and so they can go ahead and join us there for all of our fun activities that we'll be having.
And how does it work? Prerequisite that you know pre-register? Because I would imagine you all have to know how many people to prepare for.
Yes, absolutely. So tickets are still on sale until this Friday, May 31st, and it's $10 for adults and then $8 for student and any children under 12. Those are the prices, and they can go ahead and go online to the alumni.utep.edu/picnic website, and everything's on there. It also, on our website, they will find what they can and can't bring. We encourage everyone to bring their water coolers, their shades, their chairs. We will have seating and tables and tents available, but we always encourage everyone to bring a little bit of extra just for their family.
So when you talk about them bringing something for their family, are you all supplying like a main course, like hot dogs or hamburgers, and then they bring everything else?
Yes. So we actually have our great partnership with State Line. They'll be catering this year as well. This is their third year catering with us, and we're going to have a nice juicy brisket sandwich this year, accompanied with beans and potato salad as well.
Lillian, tell us a little bit about what goes on in other chapters across the nation and across the world for the picnic.
Definitely. It's been our pleasure to have the joy of working with not only our established groups, what we call our networks and chapters, but also we have the commitment of other hosts throughout the country that nonetheless, that without having an established group, they want to continue participating as hosts. And we have our established groups. We have around 12 established groups. But nonetheless, our picnic host, we are close to 20 this particular year. And these are individuals that when we send a note out to them, they willingly call our office or send us a note saying, I want to be your host. And not knowing anything about the picnic, we then have those conversations with them about what it means to be a host and provide some ideas based on our previous experience. And they willingly take this task. We have no words for us to say how thankful we are for what they do for the university. It is all in the name of the university. They're not paid. They don't receive anything. We send a thank you card. We send a small token of appreciation. And they do it just in the name of the university. This is the beauty of what we do every single day in the office, building those relationships.
With the availability of social media now, has that changed the way the picnic is hosted and viewed?
Social media has definitely helped for us to reach out to a larger number of alumni. There is a very specific demographic that follows social media, and there are so many channels, platforms of social media, but definitely has helped our efforts. In the past, we had to rely on either phone calls or email, but now with social media, it's a lot easier to send a blanket piece of information and for others to respond to that note. Or even friends of alumni, they do refer them to our office in the event that they're willing to participate as hosts.
Can you all give me a few of the countries outside the United States that have chapters and perhaps are going to take part in this picnic?
This particular year, we are only counting with the participation of Mexico. And in Mexico, we have one individual that has been very loyal since the beginning. It's our friend Angeles in Zapopan in Jalisco. In addition to that, in prior years, we had alumni in Prague, in Spain, in Bhutan, wanting to host. It is quite difficult for us to send our care box, what we call our care box, which contains spirit items from the university, to use them as decorations at their picnic. Because of the transition, how do we mail those boxes? So it's been a little bit challenging. So this year, we only counted with the participation of Mexico. None of the individuals in other parts of the world are part of an established group, but nonetheless, they're hosts of picnics that without having a full group of alumni following on a continuous basis for whether it's events or meetings, they want to host a picnic for those that are in the area.
One of the things that you and I were discussing about the fact that someone recognized my cap when I was in Chicago one year, but you're starting to see more people around the country with the PIC sign, and UTEP paraphernalia. Is that part of what the alumni relations is doing, or it's through something else?
I think the brand is now a lot more recognizable. And that is everybody's effort. It's not just the Office of Alumni Relations. I think it's the pride that every student upon graduation, they feel for the university that they're willing to wear those colors, to do the symbol, to have the lapel pick on their shoulder or on their car, the emblem. So I think it's something that now identifies everybody as part of the UTEP family, and everybody is willing to wear it very proudly.
We talked briefly about how sometimes alumni relations are stereotyped by some people, and they say, well, the only time alumni relations reaches out or is noticeable is during homecoming. But as we know, and you know even more, that you guys are busy year-round.
Yes, definitely. We have our established groups who are constantly holding events, whether it's not just homecoming, but holiday events or hosting our picnic. They also take a lot of opportunities in our bigger cities like Dallas. If we have a prominent alumni out there and hold a mixer or hold a meet and greet with those prominent alumni because we have a big base out there. So our alumni are very busy all throughout the country, throughout the year. And I think that's a big testament to how proud they are of UTEP. They don't just wait until the big event each year. They continuously find ways to stay engaged, whether it's through socials or mentoring programs and all of that sort.
What do people need to know to register for the picnic? What do they need to do?
Here in El Paso, we definitely encourage everybody to visit our website, like Crystal mentioned, alumni.utep.edu/picnic. To purchase their tickets. We can also walk through our front desk, go walk through the door and visit with our front desk person to purchase their tickets. Definitely, we will have some tickets at the door the day of the event, but that is an unlimited quantity. So we encourage everybody to visit online or give us a call, go to visit the front desk to make sure that they have their space reserved.
What is your phone number?
The phone number is 915-747-8600.
That number again is area code 915-747-8600. The picnic again takes place, what date?
On June 8th, next Saturday.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 4 and ends at 7 p.m.
And if you have additional questions, as I mentioned, you can call 747-8600. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
We've been visiting with Liliana Barrio and Crystal Saavedra with Alumni Relations here at UTEP, talking once again about the 8th annual UTEP Picnic. This will be held at Memorial Park from 4 to 8 p.m. If you need additional information, again, call 747-8600. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Sam Castellano. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.